Thank you for calling customer service. This is Riley. How may I help you?
Okay, this is the second time I've called you guys. It took me over 45 minutes to wait. Anyway, the problem is the earbuds, I plugged them in for almost 2 days, and they will not charge. Okay?
Okay.
And then the watch, I keep asking me for a PIN code on my Android to access, for it to sync in with my Android. Okay. It's not working. I don't have a PIN code.
Okay. Whenever you received it, did you try looking on the instructions? It should have a PIN code within the instructions.
Nope, there's no PIN code.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Pardon?
Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
95127.
And your first and last name, please?
Rocky Garcia.
And then can you verify your shipping address, please?
3563 Lewis Court, San Jose, California, 95127.
Okay. This was for the Hype Watch?
Yeah.
Okay. And was this after you received your reshipment?
Yes.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I mean, what I can do is reship out a new one. But that pin should have been within the instructions.
Okay, I'll read them again, but like I said, I couldn't find a pin anywhere. So I called you guys once. You guys told me to email the, you gave me 2 emails, one for the earbuds and one for the watch. I emailed them both. They sent me back emails saying, call this number.
Yes, sir. Whenever you got your first watch, do you remember ever creating a PIN?
No. Like I said, well, the first watch I couldn't use anyway because the second PIN to charge was missing. So they sent me another watch. So I charged the watch, and then I tried syncing it up with my Android, and it says, it keeps saying, I need a PIN to enter to access the whatever, the phone, the watch.
Okay, yes, sir. So what you can do is I would look within the instructions because it should list it in the instructions. And if you still cannot find it, call back and ask for admin.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about the earbuds?
You said they're not charging at all.
No, they're not. I plugged them in for 2 days and they haven't charged.
Okay, have you, there should, like, be a button on
them? On the back of it, yeah.
Have you tried holding it down to see if they turn on?
I've tried everything. I've held it down. I've plugged it in for 2 days. And you can take, you know, when you take them out, they light up. Well, they haven't lit up in a long time.
Okay. Just 1 second.
And there was no instruction manual with the earbuds. And then how do you tell if they're charging?
How do you tell if they're charging? It should have a red light when they're, like, really low on battery. And if they're fully charged, it should show a blue or green light.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm gonna do, let me fill out this form real quick so I can get you a new shipment of the ear pod sent out. Just give me 1 second, please.
And make sure there's an instruction manual telling me exactly what does what. Because I know where the button is that you're talking about. And like I said, I plugged in for 2 days, and I pressed the button. I've done everything. And it's just not charging.
Yes, sir.
But they work great. I mean, when they work.
Just give me one more second. I'm still working on that for you.
Who am I calling to?
Well, we're a third-party call center for several companies. We're just a customer service agency.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not the Philippines or Turkey or, you know, anything like that, that's fine.
No, sir. Okay. Just wait for, you should receive an email about a reshipment. I want to say in the next day or two, because, you know, the warehouse has to process.
No problem.
But when they receive that email, it will usually take about 5 to 7 business days for you to receive that product again.
Now, the thing with the watch, could it be because it's an old Android?
Are you talking about your cellular device?
Yeah, it's an old Android. It's like 10 years old.
It could be, possibly. Also, like, if you're on your watch, I mean, you can look within your watch and go to the settings on your watch. Did you download the app?
No, yes, I did. And like
okay.
I said, it just kept saying you need a PIN. And I looked all over through the paperwork. I couldn't find a PIN anywhere. I'll go through it again now, but like I said.
You can try KY11.
What is KY11?
It's just, it's the same way that you'd hook it up through Bluetooth.
Okay.
It could be the PIN as well. If not, just continue looking through the instructions. And if, like I said, if you still can't find it, just call back and ask for admin.
Okay.
But is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, you've taken care of, well, I guess you've taken care of my problems.
All right. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.